News release. Niagara Regional Police Service. In an effort to bring further attention and deterrence to driving while impaired by alcohol or drugs, the Niagara Regional Police Service will be reporting the names of those people who are charged with an alleged criminal impaired driving offense in the region. In addition to being charged, these individuals are also bound by a Ministry of Transportation 90-day administrative driver's license suspension and are prohibited from operating a motor vehicle on a roadway. The public is encouraged to contact the Niagara Regional Police Service Traffic Safety Hotline or Crime Stoppers to report those who are driving in contravention of the suspension. The following individuals have been charged criminally with impaired driving by alcohol or drugs: driving with a blood alcohol concentration of 80 mg or above of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood, or refusing to provide a breath, blood sample. Derek J. McDonald, 38 years, St. Catharines. Syed U. Ali, 32 years, Hamilton Ont. Travis Buss, 26 years, Thorold. George Maxwell, 38 years, Lincoln. Jasjeet S. Shane, 21 years, Niagara Falls. Jennifer L. Heffernan, 28 years, Whitby Ont. Jason J. Walton, 28 years, St. Catharines. Lisa M. Boyd, 42 years, Hamilton Ont. Martina Fursova, 50 years, St. Catharines. Kevin J. Barbie, 40 years, St. Catharines. David M. Hindle, 41 years, Port Colborne. Jason W. Anderson, 20 years, Niagara Falls. Derek J. Shirk, 50 years, Aurora, NY. Robbins Jose, 39 years, Niagara Falls. Jamie L. Parker, 50 years, Port Colborne. Burke D. Leveray, 38 years, Niagara Falls. Elisha E. Reed, 37 years, Welland. Jeremy J. Schofield, 39 years, Dundas Ont. Gabriel J. Webster, 25 years, St. Catharines. Bradley J. Jansen, 31 years, Waterdown Ont. Nazneen Molodina, 37 years, Stony Creek. The Niagara Regional Police Service is committed to reducing impaired driving offenses through education and the apprehension of offenders through enforcement programs like RIDE. Impaired driving is still the leading cause of criminal deaths in Canada and affects thousands of lives every year. Editor's note: the accused people facing charges are presumed innocent until proven guilty in court.